I've demonized or made my body an enemy. And that is never how God intended for us to see ourselves. Because the truth is, I'm made in the image of the Father. Mm-hmm. I'm made in the image of the Creator. I'm not made to reflect something that isn't glorious and beautiful and wonderful and great and good. You're listening to the Experience Freedom Podcast. I'm your host, Ajene Gaylord, and I endeavor to educate, encourage, and empower women to embrace emotional healing and eradicate the stigma of mental health in the body of Christ. On this episode, I complete my conversation with Michelle about my recent experiences in a swimming pool and how the Lord brought me to a greater place of revelation and understanding about my own healing journey. The Lord, I believe, is after healing me holistically, not just one part. He's not after just healing me physically only. He wants me to be whole and complete in Him. Like it says in James, count it all joy when you fall into these temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith works patience and hope and endurance, so that you won't be lacking anything, that you will not be wanting for anything. That's the purpose of trials. But I don't want to be in trials. I don't want to be in pain. I don't want to have to deal with fill in the blank. We I don't know about everybody else, but I don't want to have to suffer, you know, unjustly, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But this swim lesson has illuminated for me how much I don't trust my body and how much I have struggled to see my body even as me. I see it as something else, something I have to be bothered with. Mm-hmm. And because I'm dealing with weight gain over the years, I'm dealing with hormonal imbalance over the years, again, the pain over the years, not being strong, feeling fatigued all the time, dealing with, you know, just looking in the mirror and not liking the image that I'm seeing, I've demonized or made my body an enemy. And that is never how God intended for us to see ourselves. Because the truth is, I'm made in the image of the Father. Mm-hmm. I'm made in the image of the Creator. I'm not made to reflect something that isn't glorious and beautiful and wonderful and great and good. Mm-hmm. I am made to reflect the image of Almighty God. So how could I despise this shell that I'm in? How could I despise this body that I carry, especially as a believer, especially as someone who has confessed Christ and who has belief in Him and who is to be conformed to the image of Christ? Mm-hmm. How can I be conformed to His image if I hate myself? Because ultimately, that's what it boils down to. Making my body my enemy and being despised by my body means that I don't love my body. That means I don't love myself, because my body is me. It's not a separate thing. It's not something that I'm, you know, need to deal with and just put up with for until I go on to glory. Because guess what? Right. My body is coming with me to glory. If we read in scripture where it talks about the final point of our, you know, process of salvation is glorification, when we will be like Him and we will see Him as He is, when He returns or we go home to be with Him, we have a body, a glorified body, but a body that we will be in. Mm-hmm. It won't be the same as this natural flesh that I'm currently existing in, because it'll be glorified, but it'll still be my body.
Yeah.
So I had to come face to face with those emotions. I had to come face to face with those feelings, because emotions and feelings are not the same. And we'll talk about that later on the show. But by the time I got to the, because I started getting weepy. So by the time I got to the showers, I was crying. And I was crying because I felt like the same little girl who felt less than, the same little girl who felt like I didn't measure up, the same little girl who felt like I wasn't good enough, those, that same feeling, being in touch with that emotion, came up and welled up into my eyeballs and water started to pour out. Thankfully, I was in the shower and I could just wash my face. But it illuminated, highlighted, you know, just created this clear picture of the work that the Lord is doing in me. And it's not separate work. I've always separated, even though I'm someone who believes I'm called to heal people holistically or bring revelation and truth and knowledge. And I've always been connected. Oh, spirit, soul, body, you know, right. We're three parts. We, you know, we need to approach healing holistically. For whatever reason, I still separated them. And I put spirituality in one category as something, you know, that's through our salvation and our redemption. And that's our prayer life and how we connect with God. That's over there. My emotional life, which is a part of my soul, my mind, will, and emotions, my emotional life, my thoughts, you know, I just need to take my thoughts captive. I just need to think on things that are true and lovely and of good report. And that'll fix all the things because that's what the Bible teaches us to do. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Like I can quote a ton of scripture that talk about thoughts in the mind and how we need to just get it under control. And then the body for sure was this other separate thing. When actually what I'm learning is that I believe the Lord is like, no, this is all happening in concert. This is all happening together at once. These are not separate parts that you have to deal with one at a time. All of these things work together because you are one being made up of these three parts, and they all are interconnected to one another. So interestingly enough, in my physical therapy and in some other, you know, therapies that I've been trying to do, a lot of these have to do with things that are done to me. So like chiropractic work, massage therapy, physical therapy, I'm doing fascia distortion, like all these different modalities and therapies to try to help my body realize you're okay. Your muscles can not, you don't have to be so tight and tense all the time. You can relax your muscles. You know, these muscles don't need to compensate for these muscles over here because they're weak. So then that's going to lead to pain over there. Like all of these different methods are useful, but these things are acted upon me. So it's the chiropractor who's actually aligning my spine and helping me to get in alignment so that my nervous system, because my spine is connected to my nervous system and all the nerves and tendons and all that. So to align everything so that there isn't a misalignment and a malfunctioning. The massage therapist to help to loosen up the muscle fibers and to help smooth out any of the scar tissue. The physical therapist using different strategies of teaching me ways to sit and stand and walk, and like all of these different approaches all are beneficial, and yet they have not been the answer. They've helped to alleviate, they've helped me to tolerate, they've helped to lessen some of the pain, but they haven't been the remedy because there is no external remedy. The remedy is from the inside out. If my body still holds on to a belief that my soul adopted when I was a kid, then that's how my body is going to continue to operate, no matter what is done to me. So something about being able to connect my healing to my soul, body, and spirit all at once, I think is where the Lord is taking this journey for me. And it hasn't been easy because I just want it to be done. I just want to swim. I just want to jump in the pool without fear and just take off like a little baby would do. You know, I want to not have to worry about I'm got to travel and I need help and I might need to get some support. I might need to, you know, I don't want to have to worry about anything. I just want to be physically well enough to do what I got to do. I don't want to be worried about being overwhelmed and anxious because it's a new school year, a new school season, kids activities, all this stuff's going on. How can I get it all done? Tax season. And I know I'm late because taxes were due in April. But I don't want to have to deal with any of that. But that, you know what that would mean? I don't want to live, because that's life. All of the things I just described that I don't want to have to deal with are just a part of life for any of us. And to some degree or another. And unfortunately, somewhere I picked up this belief, or several different types of beliefs. And now I have to find the root, uproot that thing, and deal with it. And that's not as easy to do as it is to just chop off the tree at the top. Chop off the leaves, pick the leaves, pick the flowers. Like, that's going to be a little bit more challenging to dig down and get to the root of what this is, so that that's where the real healing is going to happen. For me, I've been after surface level healing. I just don't want to have the circumstances, the feelings, the experiences that are uncomfortable. I don't want it over. Lord, heal me. Lord, do this. Lord. And he can. He does. And he has. In many, many ways, he's done miraculous healing to my body in the past. But I believe, as I'm trusting him more with this journey and the slow work of healing that he's doing in me, that he's after more than just my comfort. And if it takes all of this that I didn't want or didn't expect or I'm not looking for to finally get to the root, then that's more important than how quick it happened. Is he a miraculous God? Absolutely. Could he heal me supernaturally and I never have to feel pain again in my life? Yes, he has that power. But just like the Hebrew boys went into the fiery furnace, their message was, we know our God is able to deliver us, but if he doesn't, we know that he can. And then when they got put in a furnace that was, I don't even know how many times hotter, the people that threw them in burned up immediately. They're like, well, we threw three boys in. We see four walking around in there, like not burned up, not consumed, not destroyed. There were four walking around like the Son of Man. We can see another image. He will be with me in the fire. I don't want the furnace. Listen, I don't want the furnace. I don't want the fire. I don't want the pain. I don't want the discomfort. But here's the beauty of being a believer. We have not a high priest who has not been afflicted in the same ways that we are. Our high priest has experienced what it is to be in a body. Our high priest, Jesus Christ, experienced what it was like to be in physical pain, emotional pain and dismay, to be troubled in his spirit, to be perplexed by the circumstances, not because he didn't know he wasn't God. He was God. He was fully God and fully man. And yet he chose a body to come and represent himself in. So there is nothing that I could walk through, nothing I can endure, even these swim classes, that he is not with me in. So no matter how far I get in this 6 weeks that I have to do this first session, even if I have to repeat the beginner class four more times, I have to decide that I'm going to believe the best of myself instead of defaulting to that belief system that I erected so long ago. That I have to take the time to say, okay, what are you speaking to my soul, Lord, about this thing that I'm battling with? If these tears are welling up, you're trying to tell me something. There's a message that I need to hear. There's something that I need to deal with, something I need to process. If me feeling sad about the fact that I can't do this thing yet, if that's welling up in me, there's something here that needs to be tended to. And instead of running from it or trying to hurry up and get over it or trying to will myself into just being able to do it, can I be willing to take the time I need to sit with that thing and to have the Lord in the furnace with me? Honey, that is the question of the hour. And as much as I want to say that I would, absolutely, no question, this is probably something I'll be wrestling with. And that's okay. It is okay. That's what it means to live this life. That's what it means to be human. That's what it means to be a person. And it's okay. Mm-hmm. So I will go back to the lesson again, and I hope I get further than I have. But if I don't, that's okay. Wow. What a way to conclude our two-part series on lessons from swimming lessons. The life work for this episode is to answer that final question. What are you willing to face in the furnace with the Father? What are the issues of life that you are currently dealing with, addressing, the things that are coming up for you, the challenges that you may be having? Begin to identify those things and be willing just to walk with the Lord in those and face them without fear. That's it for this episode. If you have been enjoying listening, please consider sharing and subscribing to the podcast. And until next time, remember, you have been set free to live free, so choose freedom.